Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is all about food coloring and dyes. Should you avoid them? Now, despite the growing trend of healthier and safer food products being introduced in the marketplace, you might be surprised to learn that the consumption of artificial food colors has been increasing over the years, especially among packaged products marketed to children. Food colors and dyes have been around since the mid-1800s and were originally created from coal tar. Today, they are typically made from petroleum. Yum, right? Many food manufacturers choose to use artificial dyes versus natural ones because they create more radiant hues, whereas natural food colors tend to create more of a pastel look. Artificial food colors are used to food manufacturers in a variety of products, including candy, maraschino cherries, cereal, baked goods, sports drinks, pickles. I mean, even pickles, right? Smoked salmon, think about the pinkness of the salmon, and even medications. The safety of artificial food colors has been very controversial among consumers for some time now, despite several regulatory agencies stating that artificial food colors do not pose significant health risks and are therefore safe to use. One reason behind the controversy, which has resulted in conflicting opinions regarding their safety, is that some countries have deemed artificial food colors to be safe, while some countries have banned them for human consumption. There have been claims that artificial food colors cause serious side effects in some people, including cancer, allergies, and even hyperactivity in children. And if you go to our blog, online blog, drfrancishealthblog.com, you're going to find a few links to some of these studies. Now, the following colors are approved for FDA for use in food. Number one is blue. Number one, this is the brilliant blue. It's found in ice cream, canned peas, soup packets, icing, dairy products, ice pops, and even beverages. You're also going to find blue number two, which is the indigo carmine, found in candy, ice cream, cereal, and snacks. How about green number three? This is fast green. It's found in canned peas and other vegetables, jellies, sauces, desserts, salad dressings, cereal, pre-cooked pasta, and dry bakery mixes. This food dye is banned in Europe. You've also got orange B. This is found in casings and surfaces of hot dogs and in sausages. Citrus red number two, found in the skins of oranges that are intended to be eaten, not when an orange is intended or used for processing. Red number three, erythrosine, found in candy, popsicles, cake decorating gels, and pistachio gels. Red number 40, Allura red. This is found in soft drinks, sports drinks, cotton candy, cereals, and condiments. Yellow number five, tartrazine, found in lemon-filled baked goods, cereal, rice, noodles, cotton candy, instant pudding and gelatin, cake mix, soft drinks, energy drinks, powdered drink mixes, corn chips, potato chips, chewing gum, and popcorn. And finally, yellow number six, sunset yellow, found in cereal, dry mixes, seasonings, baked goods, sausage, meat, snack foods, used with aromath to produce a brown color in chocolate and caramel. So, are you wondering if the food products you consume contain artificial coloring? Well, read the ingredient labels on the packaging. Any artificial food coloring that has been added is required to be listed on the food packaging. Keep in mind, there is no nutritional benefit to using artificial food coloring, not even if it makes it look healthier because it looks more fruity. So, should you avoid food coloring and food dyes? Well, on the whole, food dyes are likely not dangerous for most people. But some are more sensitive to them than others, and some children should be especially mindful of their consumption. Taking steps to avoid processed foods that contain dyes is a good idea for most everyone and can improve your overall health. Now, if you're concerned about the safety and health implications of using artificial food coloring, you can easily make your own natural food dyes using fruits and vegetables right in your own kitchen. So thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.